Thank you, Jesus. Yes, today my message is called Spiritual Warfare, and it's half of me reading some scriptures, and also I'm going to end up playing a video here. But before we do that, I want to again lift up Israel, because it's so important that we continue to stand with Israel and continue to pray with them. So again, I have points that I'm going to pray over, so that's what we're going to start off with. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we just come before you this morning, Father God. We want to lift up Israel, Father God. And God, we pray for the political and military leaders of Israel, Father God, that they have wisdom and courage in this war, Father God, that they can cooperate with each other and to make the good, godly decisions, Father God, for the future of the nation. We also want to pray for divine protection, Father God, upon all the Israeli soldiers, Father God, and for the believing Messianic soldiers, Father God, that are in the army serving in various units. We thank you, God, that they will be able to be a light to shine in this darkness, Father God. And we, Father God, we also pray for the safety and the freedom of the over 100 Israeli hostages that have been taken into Gaza, Father God. We also pray for the people of Israel and the people of Gaza, Father God, that they would have a revelation of Yeshua, Jesus, the Prince of Peace. We also pray for those leaders, God, that are in Gaza, Lebanon, Iran, Syria, and elsewhere, Father God, who think and dream about the annihilation of Israel, that they will have their plans disrupted and their dark purposes confounded by the Lord. And we pray for the release of angelic protection over Israel's borders, their sons and daughters, and their homes and congregations. And we thank you, Father God, for the peace of Israel and Jerusalem. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you, Jesus. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to play a video to start off with. Of course, with everything that's going on, you know, Israel's all over the news. So this past week, I had this, you know, on YouTube, this video show up about the Bearded Bible Brothers. I had never heard of them until this past week. And apparently they're on this program called Jewish Roots, or All Jewish Roots. And they host some stuff about there. So they're Messianic Jews, which of course just means they're Jewish and they believe in Jesus, the Messiah. So apparently, you know, the hosts on this ship program, and they live here in America, but they happened to be over in Israel, you know, last week when this happened. So because of that, they were kind of stuck in Israel for a little bit. But this video, basically, they posted it on Friday, just Friday here. And basically, it's about them getting extracted. How, I don't know if you've heard of Corey Mills, but he basically has gone over to Israel to help get Americans out that want to get out. So I want to play this video for you because it's so important to stay, you know, updated on what's going on in Israel. And this is, you know, these are guys that were in Israel. You know, this is firsthand accounts. And it's just really encouraging what, you know, what they've gone through, their testimony and everything. So I'm going to play this video. And then after that, I'll come back up and read some scripture or so. Amen. Isn't that an encouraging video? That's like the fourth or third time I've seen it. And that's why I wanted to share that with you, because I feel like God wanted me to do that. Because, you know, for one, you know, that's right there showing you firsthand accounts of what's going on to be informed. And it shows you the power of prayer, just like the healing he stood on before he left on the trip, you know. So it's like all those, everything that's going on right now, we know that we're standing here in prayer with, you know, that's how we stand with the nation of Israel. That's why I called my message today Spiritual Warfare, is because this battle, of course, yes, it's physical, but way more than that, it's spiritual. You can show me the Psalms chapter 93. It was amazing because, you know, just a couple of weeks ago, I had that message I called Spiritual Battles, when, you know, that dealt with Daniel and, you know, that, and then all of a sudden this happened. So I was going to call this Spiritual Battle, and I realized, oh, wait a minute, just a couple of weeks, that was the name of that sermon. So Psalms chapter 93, just reading the whole psalm, starting at verse 1. It says, "The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength. Wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters. Yes, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever." That is just a really good psalm, you know, showing you that obviously, as we know, God sits on his throne. He rules and reigns. You know, nothing catches him by surprise. He established not only the world, but the universe, you know, ages ago. Okay, so now if you will, turn to me to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And of course, you know, I've been watching quite a bit from all different types of Christian, you know, different people. And like what he mentioned, though, you know, it's some people want to try to, you know, which is always important to stay. And, you know, God gave us revelation to know, you know, we're not surprised by what's happening. You know, we knew this was going to happen at some point. You know, there's going to be a major war where all nations come against Israel. But it's important that, you know, we don't get caught up in that, and all the revelations important to kind of know, but it's the most important thing is to just pray. Okay, so 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and I'm going to start at verse 13. It says, "And all Judah stood before the Lord, with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, Listen, you, all Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go you down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and you shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeor. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand you still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God. So shall you be established. Believe his prophets. So shall you prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, in that they should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which will come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, every one helped to destroy another. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked into the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. And so, this is part of spiritual battle, is not only praying, but praise and thanksgiving. Just like the song this morning, they set out the worshipers to go before the army. And God will show me that's what we are to Israel. You know, not only do we pray for Israel, what's going on over there, but we can worship God. We can thank God for his deliverance over there. And so we're coming alongside Israel as worshipers for them. You know, we can't go over there and physically fight and help be there, but we can worship God, we can praise God for them. And I know the whole body of Christ right now standing with Israel, which is so encouraging. You hear it all over, you know, the body of Christ standing with Israel. And we know that God has not only done miraculous things, but throughout this war, God's going to continue to do miraculous things. I believe that, you know, God says what the Bible says, what the devil means for evil, God uses for good. And I think part of that is, you know, God is calling back his people to Israel. I've heard of multiple reports about a lot of Israelites, Jews, are heading back to Israel because of this. And so God's using that. God's bringing his people to him, you know. And I know that there are going to be many people that saved through it. You know, people look at it, you know, what Hamas has done and the evil they've done. And then they can look at, you know, and that's, like I say, that's where people who are in the IDF right now that are Christians, that's how they shine the light. You know, I've seen reports of that. Like, there was one, you know, Joshua Allen, that single, that lives over in Israel, although he's in the U.S. right now, but he has a friend in the IDF, and, like, he's just talking about how he is standing and how, you know, he's able to show, like, all these other IDF that aren't saved, they can see a Christian IDF shoulder who stands, you know, shines a light and gives peace, you know, it draws them to God. So even in the midst of war, you know, God just continues to draw people to him. So that is all that I wanted to share with you today, is just, you know, obviously we're in spiritual warfare. So not only continue to pray for Israel, but worship, you know, give praise to God. Thank him for what he's doing over there, you know, for the lives that he's saving, not just physically, but spiritually, you know, for many people to come to know him. Because as we know, who knows, you know, exactly how this is going to go, but we know that one of these days, what's going on over there could happen right here in America. So, which is also important, not only to pray for Israel, but pray for U.S., you know, pray for Israel's all over the place, you know, all over the world, of course. So, and that is all I have for you.
Amen. So there goes my sermon. You know, God has a specific plan for praising in the middle of this battle, because everything that I was going to share, Michael shared already, but also even the songs this morning, that song Surrounded, you know, that's exactly what Jehoshaphat was going through. Everything that he was going through, you know, God had to fight his battles for him. You know, it wasn't like, you know, he had to trust the Lord that what God said was really going to happen. And, you know, it's easy to hear from the Lord sometimes and then wonder, Lord, is this really going to happen? Is your word really true? Is this really going to happen for me? Am I really going to be blessed? Am I really going to be taken care of? Yes, you are. You have to believe what God has spoken to you. You have to believe the promises of God are sure and they're true and they're going to carry us through. Amen. Because just like Michael said, this is happening in Israel, and sometimes, you know, like one of the reports this one guy had said was he was lived in the United States, and I think he was a reporter here, and he always felt like everything that happened in the Middle East was just like a mantra. It was just like, it just happened, and it was, the news just blew it out of proportion. And then he became a newscaster in Israel, and all of his opinions changed immediately. He's like, you don't realize, you know, how they actually live in the Middle East all of the time. The freedoms that are taken away from all people on a daily basis. When you're walking on the streets at any time, a bomb alarm will go off and you immediately have to find shelter. And that's how you live your life all the time. And there's this one image of this guy, and he had his baby, and he's hunkered down in the middle of the highway when an alarm went off. And it's like, can you imagine that? You don't know where the bomb is coming. You just know that you need to take shelter, you know. And there's been reports, I just heard this yesterday. So This is kind of hard to share, but I think that it's if I don't, then people won't realize how bad this really is. Netanyahu. Sorry. When Hamas came in and killed all of the, what they have are little towns, and they're called kibbutz, which is like just a community of people. And when Hamas came in, they killed as many people as they possibly could and took hostages. But they didn't just kill them just to kill them. They mutilated them. They burned people alive. They piled people in cars and burned them alive. They took babies and they burned them alive. And they beheaded babies. And they had images where they had to blur, but there were like little cribs and stuff, and they were just riddled with bullet holes. And Netanyahu had said, if we don't show these, people won't believe us. They'll think that we're just making this up, that you know, it's just rhetoric, and it's just, and there's been even reports of people saying, well, it's just AI making this up. And it's not. This is a real war that is really happening to God's people. And so I just want to share that with you to just keep praying. You know, if you don't have a heart or any empathy for what people are going through because it's so far away, you need to remember and look at your own families. What if someone came in and did that to your family? You know, this one family, there was this couple, and they were both IDF, they were in reserves, and so they had two twin 10-month-old boys, and they put them in the bomb shelter in their house, and they just fought off as many Hamas as possible, and God just supernaturally kept these babies quiet in there, and God protected these babies, but the parents both died. And they took out as many Hamas as they possibly could to protect their babies. And 10 hours later, their relatives came in and found those baby boys in the shelter. And God just, it's just God's grace and mercy that, I mean, can you imagine 10-month-old boys, they hear all this. Obviously, they're going to start crying. Anybody that has a 10-month-old boy knows how loud two boys will be together, you know, and so it, there's just story upon story of even in the disaster, God saved so many lives. And this one boy, he's not really a boy, he's a teenager. His parents covered him. And I think he got shot in the leg or something. I can't remember the exact story, but his parents both died. And this is like, this is the reality of what's happening over there. And we just need to remember that. We shouldn't stop praying. Right. You know, this isn't something that you just pray once and it's done. This is a battle that's going to keep going. And one thing that Michael's praying earlier is like, we need to remember that the whole entire Middle East, it's not just the Jews that need Jesus. It's every single nation. You know, it's the Jordanians, it's the people who live in Lebanon, you know, every person that lives in Gaza, and they need Jesus. And we have a friend who we had just talked to not too long ago and emailed him, and his name is Tas Sada. And he has this awesome testimony that we had read his book and then got in touch with him. And his book was called Once an Arafat Man, and he hated Jews, and God just supernaturally saved him and set him free while he lived in the United States. And he actually has a mission field and a ministry in Gaza, and it's called Hope for Ishmael. And he has, the things that they have seen are just, they're just horrific. And these children who live in Gaza don't understand, you know, they see the hatred that their parents have and they think it's just, they don't understand all of it. You know, they just think that that's just how it is. You're just supposed to hate Jews. They don't know any other way. And so they grow up thinking like that. And then when they get old enough, then they actually follow through with it. So it's like, you know, you have to remember there are innocent children who don't understand what's going on because they don't know the truth. And so people like Hope for Ishmael, they go in and they minister and they help these children. And they most importantly put themselves there to go through what these people are going through so that they can pray, so that they can help these people. So just remember that even in Israel, yes, there's things going on, but we need to pray for the entire Middle East. You know, all of the people, whether we you know, it says in the Bible that you pray for your enemies. They are clearly our enemies. I mean, anybody knows that, what do they call the United States? The Great Satan. You know, they hate us just as much as they hate Israel, if not more, because we fight for Israel and we love God's people, because if it wasn't for God's people, we wouldn't have Jesus Christ who came to save us and set us free. We wouldn't have that opportunity to go to heaven if we didn't have God's chosen people here on this earth. So that's why we pray for them. And also we pray for their salvation too. You know, for those who, like these guys, the Bearded Bible Brothers, they are so neat. They love the Lord dearly and they love God's people. And it's amazing what they do, no matter, you know, whether it's an Israeli or a Palestinian or any other nationality that's in Israel, they'll minister to anyone. And they have to be careful. You know, it's not easy over there. Okay, so I'm going to, I'm probably going to share more of this next week because we don't have a lot of time today. But I just want to read some Psalms that are really important. So I originally was going to do my ninth sermon in this series, Battling the Darkness, and it's called Praising the True King of Kings. Amen. So in that song, in that surrounded song, it says, praise and thanksgiving are my weapons in this battle. You know, praise itself is you completely surrendering to the Lord that no matter what you're going through, you're trusting that He will bring you through it. And the joy and the strength that come from the Lord, they come out of you through praise. Amen. What we're going through, what Israel is going through, no matter what, it's not easy. It's not a walk in the park, as some people say. It is a battle. And the only way to win a battle is to have the most powerful God on your side. Amen? Okay, so turn to Psalm 21. I'm going to read this out of the New Living Translation. This is not only like us giving praise to God, but how God honors us because we give Him praise. Because His word is true. Amen. We believe Him. 21 verse 1. How the King rejoices in your strength, O Lord. He shouts with joy because you give him victory. For you have given him his heart's desire. You have withheld nothing he requested. You welcomed him back with success and prosperity. You placed a crown of finest gold on his head. He asked you to preserve his life, and you granted his request. The days of his life stretch on forever. Your victory brings him great honor, and you have clothed him with splendor and majesty. You have endowed him with eternal blessings and have given him the joy of your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord. The unfailing love of the Most High will keep him from stumbling. You will capture all your enemies. Your strong right hand will seize all who hate you. You will throw them in a flaming furnace when you appear. The Lord will consume them in His anger. Fire will devour them. You will wipe their children from the face of the earth. They will never have descendants. Although they plot against you, their evil schemes will never succeed. For they will turn and run when they see your arrows aimed at them. Rise up, O Lord, in all your power. With music and singing, we celebrate your mighty acts. I love that entire chapter. God has just really laid this whole Psalm 21 on my heart for quite a while. And every time I go to it, it's like God shows me something different. And at the very beginning, it says that God gives him his heart's desire and withholds nothing he requests. Everything that is the desire of your heart, when you delight yourself in the Lord, he gives you the desire of your heart. Amen? When you're going through things, turn to the Lord in praise. Because in verse 13, it says, "Rise up, O Lord, in all your power. With music and singing, we celebrate your mighty acts." It's nothing that we can do on our own. We need the power of God to back us up. We need him to surround us, to fight our battles. Amen? You know, when Jehoshaphat, I love that whole entire story, because they were just so trusting the Lord that they were just praising and thanking him and praising and thanking him and having the most awesome worship service that you can imagine. But then they just kept going and going, and Jehoshaphat is like, well, why don't we just keep doing this? And let's just keep praising the Lord for this victory, and you guys go on ahead, because we know God's already won this battle. And that is just true faith and trust in the Lord. Amen. That's not something that is just like, well, we're just going to chance this. We might win this battle, so let's put our soldiers in front. No, that's complete trust in the Lord, that they knew they were going to win this battle. They knew it was going to be victorious. Amen. That's how awesome it is. So in your life, when you're going through things, you have to choose to praise the Lord. Even in the thickest of battles, even in the worst situations, even the hardest pain that you will ever face in your life. You know, a lot of times we don't praise because we just don't feel like praising. You know, and every person, you know, we look on the physical ways that people praise, and we think that some people aren't praising because we don't physically see what they're praising, that they're praising. You know, if they're not lifting their hands, or if they're not singing out loud, you know, we don't know what's going on in people's hearts. We don't know how people really are praising God on the inside, you know, and so we can't look at other people and think about them, what they're doing. We just need to think about what's in our hearts. Amen. How are we worshiping the Lord? How are we giving him praise? Because praising the Lord is not just something you do on Sunday morning. It's not just something you do even when you're by yourself and nobody's looking and you don't care what people are thinking. It's what you do every single day of your life. You know, praising God is, the word praise, it means to honor and to worship. It means to value and to give merit. So the important thing about that is, in every conversation of your life, every person that you meet, everything that you pray for, every place that you go, you should be giving God honor. Amen. You should be giving him praise. You know, if I ever have a conversation with someone and I don't give them, and I don't give God glory in some way, shape, or form, I almost feel like I haven't finished out that conversation. Anybody ever gone through that? It's like, you feel like, oh, I still need to go back and talk to that person. You know, like, you know, sometimes people are in a hurry and you miss that opportunity. But when you get a chance to give God glory, you know, in any conversation, you know, whether they like it or not, that's in your heart. Amen. Because everything that you do, let it be praise to the Lord. You know, it says in I think it's Psalm 149 or 150, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Amen. And that one song we listened to last week, that's So Will I, and it's basically all creation. all creation. And one of my favorite lines on that song is, even if the rocks will praise you in silence, so will I. Isn't that powerful? Rocks that don't do anything, but they follow and they're planted where God set them. They're being obedient to where God set them in creation. You know, the stars in the sky, every planet, the sun, God set it there. He set the entire universe in its place. You know, that's like, just the thought of that is kind of like our minds are like, can't even handle or comprehend how great that is. But even then, God who created the universe, He cares about you. He cares about the details in your heart. You know, it says in the Word that even in light and in darkness, the darkness is just like light to Him. God can see in everything. He can see through everything. He can see the future of everything. God sees it all. And if He is not the Lord of your life, then you're not going to know what to do for the future. You know, it says that He holds your future in His hands. And so if you want to know what the future holds, if you want to know what God has for your life, then go to the one who's holding it. Yes. Go to the one who is the author and the finisher of your faith. Go to the one who truly loves and cares about you. Amen? You don't realize how much He loves you until you love Him back. Amen? You can feel God's love and you can experience God's love, but until you give it back to Him, you don't realize how powerful it is. And it is the most awesome thing in the universe. The love of God is the reason why I praise Him. It's the reason why I give Him glory. It's the reason why I love talking about Him. I love talking about Him everywhere. If someone starts in the middle of the store talking about God, I just get all excited and just want to have a long conversation, you know, because God is so good. He's so good. And that first song is called the middle song is called Every Season. You know, when the hard times come, and even when you have plenty, God is still good. He's still good. It's just remembering that He's good. Amen? I just want to read Psalm 91, and I actually want to pray this as I read it. And I, you know, when they're talking about all this stuff that's going on overseas, everyone talks about it's really important to pray Psalm 91 over yourself. Amen. Over your family, over your nation, over the entire world. This is for the body of Christ as a whole. Amen. This is for God's people. Amen. So I'm going to pray this as I read it, okay? So Father, in Jesus' name, we thank You, Lord, that we live in the shelter of the Most High. We rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Lord, we declare this about You, that You alone are our refuge, our place of safety. You are our God, and we trust in You, God. You rescue us from every trap, and You protect us from every deadly disease. You cover us with Your feathers, and You shelter us with Your wings. Your faithful promises are our armor and protection. We will not be afraid of the terrors of night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. We will not dread disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at our side and 10,000 die around us, these evils will not touch us. We open our eyes and we see how the wicked are punished. We make the Lord our refuge. We make the Most High our shelter. No evil will conquer us. No plague comes near our home, our dwelling place. He orders His angels to protect us wherever we go. He upholds us with His hands so we don't even dash our foot on a stone. We trample upon lions and cobras, and we crush fierce lions and serpents under our feet. Father God, You say You will rescue those who love us. You will protect those who trust in Your name. When we call on Your name, You answer. You are with us in times of trouble. You rescue and honor us. You reward us with long life and give us your salvation. Amen. Keep this in your heart, because Psalm 91 covers every single part of your life. Amen. The more that you study it and the more that you read it, it's so awesome, because God cares about every single detail of your life. You know, when David first, when he first wrote this, do you think that he would have known what disease, stalking, and darkness would have even meant? You know, who knows if he even thought about what that, how big that actually was, you know, because people know that disease is spread in a way that we can't see with our eyes. It's at a microscopic level, you know, and he knew that God would protect him either way. You know, I know they went through diseases back then, but just imagine, he didn't know how to describe it. And yet he still knew that God, that when you love God and you trust him, God is the one who takes care of you. Amen. And so all of this, you know, whether you're in a battle physically or spiritually, or sometimes it's all together, you know, like this week, it was as I had been praying and it was just like really heavy. I can't explain how hard it was, but I think that it's like God grieves at the loss of all life, you know, and I just imagine how he feels watching all of this happen. You know, God sees everything. He sees not only it happen, but he sees the grieving families. You know, he sees it all. God sees everything that every one of us is going through, and he feels for every one of us. You know, every one of us, we're touched. Our hurts touch his heart. Amen. And so we just got to remember, don't stop thinking that God, or stop thinking that God doesn't care about you. Don't stop thinking that he loves you and he is there for you in everything that you go through. Amen. You have to make a choice to love and trust him. Amen. Battles can't be won by people who don't first hear from the Lord. You know, that's how Jehoshaphat won his battle, because he heard from the Lord. Someone spoke and they heard and they obeyed. If you want to start winning battles in your life, start listening to the Lord. Amen. Stop listening to everything else that's going on. Every other word of the enemy, every lie, every misconception, every false report. Don't listen to any of that. Just listen to the voice of the Lord. Amen. All right, you can go ahead and stand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So Romans 2:29, it says, a person with a changed heart seeks praise from God and not from people. We can't seek praise from people in any part of our lives, because that is not eternal. You know, we need God to change us from the inside out. Amen. All right, let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we do thank you for your word, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for Denise, God. We just ask you, Lord, that you would touch her body. In Jesus' name, we declare that she is healed by Jesus' stripes from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. God, we do thank you for Denise, Lord. We thank you that she is your servant, God, that she loves you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for her, Lord. We love you in Jesus' name. And God, we do lift up Israel again to you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that you are the God of justice. Vengeance is yours. You are the one who takes. You are the one who gives. You are the one who protects. God, you are the God of our salvation. We thank you, Lord, that you are saving Israel, that you are setting Israel free in Jesus' name, physically and spiritually. In Jesus' name, you are rescuing those who are held hostage, God. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing in Israel, God. Thank you for the great awakening that you are bringing to the entire Middle East. God, we thank you for the Iranians, God, for your people who, in the midst of the hardest persecution, your revival and your great awakening is spreading like wildfire throughout Iran. Thank you, God, that those people will rise up and take over the evil that's in control of their country, that they will defeat it spiritually and physically. In Jesus' name, we command peace to be still in that entire region. Those that need to be conquered for the evil that they have done, in Jesus' name, they will be conquered once and for all. In Jesus' mighty name, God, it says in your word that you will always rescue your people. We thank you that your word is true and it does not return to you void. God, we thank you, Lord, that at every moment this week that we need to be praying for Israel, that you will bring it up into our hearts, that we will pray at those moments. God, if a certain name comes up and we need to pray, bring it to our remembrance, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that we are obedient to what you want. And God, we just ask you, Lord, we ask you, Holy Spirit, that you would fill us up. In Jesus' name, we ask that you would forgive us, Lord. Anything that's in our hearts that's not of you, we ask that you would forgive us. Jesus, we receive you completely and fully. Holy Spirit, fill us up from the top of our heads to the bottom of our feet. And let that overflow be praise and thanksgiving to you. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God, that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. And we pray and we believe because that is the most powerful weapon we have on this earth. And you are the power behind it. We praise you for that. In Jesus' name, we love you, Lord. We thank you that we are healed by Jesus' stripes. In Jesus' name, amen. You are dismissed.